Parshas Vayeshev, Vayomer lo lechno re'ei yeshloim achecha v'shloim atzayin. Yaakov sent his son Yosef to check on the welfare of his brothers, and he told them, see about the welfare of your brothers and about the welfare of the sheep. It's a fascinating yesod, the welfare of the sheep. In Arat Zofin, and Shmois, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, the Rosh Hashiva Slabodka, said that Yaakov was worried about the welfare of his sons, and in the same breath, he added that Yosef should check on the welfare of the sheep. Reason behind this is because a tzaddik, a righteous person, emulates HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Rachum V'Chanan, who is compassionate and merciful. A person who is truly compassionate will be concerned about the welfare of animals, since all of Almighty's creations are important. Now, of course, we need to understand that that doesn't mean that animal life takes precedence over human life. If your own dog, if you have a pet, is drowning and a human being is drowning, you save the human being. But that's not what we mean here. What we mean here, though, is yes, there are dargas, but the bottom line is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is indeed compassionate, not just on human beings, but on the welfare of animals and his whole Bria, and we need to emulate them to do that as well. Now, Rizal Kliskin in Growth Through Torah says an interesting thing. He says he was a young Talmud in the Tel's Yeshiva, and he was once walking near his Rebbe, Rav Mordechai Gifter, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and it was late at night, and there was a little rainfall, car was coming down the road, and in its path fell a small object. Now, he thought it was just a leaf, but then he noticed there was a small frog, and the Rosh Yeshiva stood in the road, stopped the car, bent down to the frog, and shooed it away, to jump to safety, and the driver asked if he wanted the ride, and Rosh Hashiva said, no, thank you, you almost ran over a frog, and it would have been Tzar Balei Chaim. So they do that. There's a famous story of Rabbi Elio Lapian feeding a cat, and so on and so forth. You have to develop Rachmanis, even on Balei Chaim, and on the whole Bria. We may have mentioned this once before, but in the biography of Rav Aryeh Levin, a tzaddik in our time, he brings down in his memoirs that he wrote, he says in the early days from 1905 onward, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the bracha to go to Eretz Yisrael, so he's relating this, Rav Aryeh Levin, I came to Yaffa, and over there I first went to visit Rav Avram Yitzhak HaKohen Kuk Zatzal, who received him warmly, as he received everyone warmly, and they talked in Torah, and then they davened mincha together, and then he went out to walk in the fields and to collect his thoughts, and Rabbi Levin came along with him. Rabbi Levin relates that on the way, I plucked out some branches or flowers, and Rav Kook was taken aback, and he told me gently, he said, believe me, in all my days, I've taken care never to pluck a blade of grass or flower needlessly when it had the ability to grow and blossom. You know the teaching of the Chazal, that there is not a single blade of grass below here on earth which does not have a heavenly force telling it to grow. Every sprout and leaf of grass says something, conveys some meaning. Every stone whispers some hidden message in the silence. Every creation utters its song, its praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These words, spoken from a pure heart, engraved themselves deeply in my heart. And from that time on, I began to feel a strong sense of compassion for everything. Another lesson in this week's parsha is to appreciate even minor positive occurrences in your life, that they're messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you. Vayeshu lecha lechem, it says that the Shvatim, they already threw Yosef in the pit, and they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted their eyes. There was a company of Yishma'elim from Gilad. They were carrying an aroma of besamim, these different types of besamim, carrying it to Mitzrayim. And Rashi comments on this. Why does the Torah mention what the camels were carrying? What difference does it make what they were carrying? But it says to tell us the reward of a righteous. It says the caravans usually carried only kerosene and things used for fuel, which had a very unpleasant odor. But the caravan that carried Yosef to Mitzrayim had pleasant spices. And if you think about it, that's a very tiny nechama for Yosef. He's being sold as a slave by his brothers. How could something as minor as pleasant-smelling merchandise on a caravan that's taking him to Mitzrayim make a difference? And the answer is that this was a subtle hint from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yosef. It's a message to Yosef that not all was lost. It's painful, you're in a painful matzav, but it needs to happen, and I'm giving you a warm encouragement here. They take this little encouragement of the smelling spices that I'm giving you. Appreciate the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is guiding your life and supplies you even with the minor pleasures that enhances your life. This is a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything he's doing is good for you, is for your benefit. This is a tremendous lesson in life when any one of us goes through a difficult situation. Very often, it's understandable when we are faced with a difficult situation, we get lost in self-pity and despair and to focus on what's wrong with our lives. But if you keep our eyes open and you wear the positive aspects, you don't ignore anything that you can possibly appreciate. These minor messengers are messengers from the Almighty. Someone, Cholila, has to be in a hospital taking care of an ill relative or whatever it is, where they themselves are ill, going through a procedure and it's painful, and it's difficult, and you encounter either through the Gemilas Chasadim, people that are there, or a particular doctor or nurse that was very kind to you and spoke to you warmly and gave you everything you needed and gave you chizik. You need to appreciate that for itself. And that helps you see the entire situation in a different light. To see those sparks of light, even in the difficult situation where Hashem is basically telling you, I'm here for you. This is a difficult situation, but I'm here. I'm holding your hand. I'm giving you chizik as we're going along. And that was the chizik. This spice is going to on that caravan, as opposed to something with a negative odor, was a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving Yosef that chizik. And part of this same lesson is to teach you that you never know how events will actually turn out in the end. Yosef hurried Mitzrayim. Yosef was brought down to Mitzrayim. You look at it just the way it is, just looking in the present when just reading these lines. It's a terrible thing. It's being sold as a slave and being in Mitzrayim, far away from his father, Yaakov Avinu, far away from his homeland, far away from anything and everything that he was familiar with. But in reality, this was step number one in getting him to be second in command in Mitzrayim, to be in charge of the whole economy, the mastermind behind the whole program to feed the whole world in the years of famine. And later, when Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim, you look at it as a positive thing. He was being reunited with his son after so many years of separation. But that's not the whole picture. That was the beginning of the exile, of the Golus. So very often, us human beings cannot really understand the final consequence of any situation. But there's never a reason to be miyayish. There's never a reason to despair. Because even though, yes, then there was a Golus Mitzrayim, but then there was a Yetzias Mitzrayim and ultimately a Matan Torah. So it seems basically that concept being is, in general, one hand, not to be completely euphoric. When something really well is going on, doesn't mean you have to be paranoid that the other shoe is going to drop or anything like that. But you have to take it with a grain of salt and realize this is a good thing and halavai should stay good. But have a balanced view of it. Just continue to daven that it should remain good. And if something seems negative, realize that it could turn around and this could be a nekuda, a mokar, that could create a tremendous positivity. In the Michtevei Chofetz Chaim, it brought down that the Chofetz Chaim's son wrote that his father told him how mistaken people are when they complain about events that take place in their life. And when you have patience, you'll see how it was really for their benefit. The Chofetz Chaim related how a certain rabbi had to leave one city because of a quarrel that arose. And the rabbi ended up in a small town. And years later, it was clear that his moving to that town had a powerful influence on his children, who were not behaving properly in the larger city. And now in the smaller city, they turned around and became Erlicha special children. So it appeared to be a misfortune. He got kicked out of being a Rav in a big town and ended up in a small town. But it saved his children. And it turned out for the best. I remember Rav Migdal saying this. And I think it's written down also. Same idea. Originally, he wasn't sure what he was going to do. And he applied to work. And he was going to be a teacher or whatever it is. And the one right before him got in, and then it closed. Sorry, closed. It was like shut down by him. And he was disappointed at the time. He remembers feeling disappointment at the time. Little did he know that that actually changed his life to the trajectory where it was going, where he was going to end up. And you have similar type of things like that as well. I think Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky also, that he tried to get a rabbinic position in Europe, and it seemed like it wasn't going with Hatzlacha, and it worked out for the best. So a lot of times that happens in life. The Yoifs, we all have those experiences of the Yosef Hurad Mitzrayimah, of how Yosef is coming down to Mitzrayim, which is as a slave, and seems negative. A lot of us experience that from time to time in our lives, with something very disappointing seemed to have happened. We don't understand why, what, when, and where. And very often, not always, sometimes Hashem hides it and we don't know it until Asad Lovei, or Lachamei Ve'esrim, but sometimes Hashem does indeed show us. He does indeed show us. It may take 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, but looking back, you'll see that that turn in life was the best possible turn that could have been taken to save you and watch you and protect you. And this requires emunah, belief in Hashkacha Pratis, belief HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding every step of everyone's life, and even seeming disappointments could turn into triumphs later in life, and to never lose hope of that, and to always see the positive and trust Hashem as we're going through life. Have a wonderful Shabbos.